Good morning, Cadence, and welcome to Radio Chatskill.
Thanks so much, Valerie. Nice to be here.
So you have an opening coming up at the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg entitled Anxious Nature. And there's a reception on March 23rd and an artist talk on April 13th. And for more information, folks can go to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance website. Tell us about Anxious Nature.
Sure. So the show has a combination of paintings and sculptures that I've been making over the past several years. And the project started actually during the pandemic when I was up here a whole lot and spending a tremendous amount of time in my garden and trying to cultivate this very rough area.
Oh, yes.
You
yes.
know how it is, fighting all the elements, moving rocks around, fighting off the deer, trying to prevent them from eating everything. So the work really grew out of that experience. So it was really important for me to be able to show it up here in this place that was sort of the genesis of the project.
What was the kernel of the creative process?
Well, just digging in the earth and looking at the sky and looking at the plants and all the creatures and really feeling very immersed in the landscape in a very visceral way, getting dirty in the landscape. And that was very different from work that I had done previously, which was really about standing back from the landscape and looking at it from a distance, seeing it more as a vista.
Now, did the medium you used change as a result?
Well, it did, mostly because of the pandemic. I had a very little access to materials. So before I was making work in ceramics and painting on panels, small panels. But during the pandemic, I didn't have access to a kiln, so I couldn't do ceramics and I didn't have the panels. So I did two things. I went to Walmart and I bought a bolt of fabric. And I started painting these large paintings on fabric with no stretchers at all. And those are in the show. And I also started working in paper mache. So there's a lot of, actually, it's more paper pulp is what it is. But the first piece I made up here during the pandemic was literally two balloons, some strips of newspaper and flour and water. And it's grown since then significantly.
So it was just what you had available.
Exactly. Yep.
What scale are some of these sculptures paintings?
So the scale varies. I have some small pieces that are maybe, I don't know, less than 20 inches, and then a couple of larger ones. In the center of the room are two large stones, like boulder-sized stones, that I made recently for a dance performance in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm showing them again. I've cleaned them up since the dance performance. They were all moved around and roughed up, but they're there. And there's also something I'm calling Ghost House, which is a birdhouse that I made. It's shaped like this house that I live in Coshecton, and inside the house are mice and birds that are painted black with stars on them. And those are actually a memorial to all of the creatures that came into our house and sadly didn't make it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We honor all beings.
Yes.
Now, you have a website where folks can see some of your work, and I did see some photographs of that dance performance you did pieces for. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what your website is?
Sure. It's my name. It's cadencegiersbach.com.
And how do we spell Giersbach?
Giersbach is GIERSBACH.
Is there anything else you would like to add before we conclude?
No, I hope everybody comes and sees the work.
Hey, and the artist talk, too.
Oh, yeah, there's an artist talk on the 13th, so yes. Please come.
Thank you, Cadence, and that's Anxious Nature, which opens at DVAA on March 23rd and runs through April 28th.